Since I believe that one picture says most millions of words, so I just use one picture to say what is the industry change. This is 2005 when Pop was the funeral at Rome. This is 2013, same place. Okay, I think this says a lot about what has changed in 6 years. Okay, so on that, I think until last year, beginning of last year, when Trend Micro was talking about we want to be cloud security number one, still a lot of people ask me, how big is that market? Why do you want to be cloud? Is cloud going to be real? I think this year, when the largest software company in the whole world, Microsoft, appointed their new CEO, which is from their cloud division, I think there's no question asked anymore, is cloud real or not? It's just you need to go cloud or you go busted. Right? So I think that validated what Trend Micro has been doing. We go cloud, we address those three big questions, big pain point for customers, and I think it validates our direction. Direction was right. And those solutions Trend Micro has been provided in the past one year, we have our momentum there. So in the cloud solution or three solution, on the complete user protection side, we grow 25% year on year on active user. On the SaaS part, I think the most important thing is active user, how many users you got it. And then the second solution, the custom defense, totally new solution, we have 90% year-on-year growth in revenue. And then on the data center and server side, we grow 85% customer growth, how many number of customer growth, especially those growth, a lot of them come from the new solutions such as web security, web app security, and also we see new uptake customer from AWS. So those are the new momentum we got from all this 3C solution. And of course, our server solution, 31% market share. That is a growth from last year. And if we say the early adopter, the experts validation is the early indicator of the revenue coming, I think we have a lot of early indicator of all this validation from the experts. So I think those are the three C's last year. But what's next? 2014 and beyond, what is the competitive edge Trend Micro will have? I'd like to go back just, we all know about all this evolution, the threat landscape has changed, and in the newspaper, you probably all see this big case, right? Target got attacked, and this company got attacked, so many, 110 million users' credit card was exposed. Until now, they still cannot figure out what is the total scheme. Why is this type of attack so sticky? Is because it's on every layer of the attack. It's from multiple ports, from multiple protocol, and once it landed at the endpoint, it continues to change, and therefore the file signature can never catch up with that. And therefore we say this type of a targeted attack, it really requires some whole new thinking about the security. I think by looking at that, no one can deny that the whole security industry need to have a refresh, which means next generation. Next generation security solution is needed. But if we look at so-called the overall next generation security solution, actually, security industry has two parts that all core security, but very different. One is focusing on security policy enforcement, such as firewall, access control. This is the policy enforcement. The other part is focusing on threat defense. On the security policy enforcement part, we already starting to see people talking about next generation firewall, right? And they moving up the stacks to do application control. But on the threat defense part, until now, people are still wondering, is that there is something called sandbox? Is that the only thing that you need for next generation threat defense? I would say, no. Actually, the next generation threat defense has a big market to go. But before we go talk about next generation threat defense, I want to clarify why the policy enforcement and threat defense are two different type of business. Because actually, policy enforcement, usually they focus on the network traffic pattern and how do you imply the rule for it. For instance, you can go through port 80, but you cannot go through port 40. Those type of policy enforcement. But on the threat defense part, it's very dynamic and is focusing on you need to understand the attacker's behavior and end user's behavior. Those are different things that you need to understand. And also, for the policy enforcement part, you're usually focusing on design a product that you can set and forget. You set your rule and you forget. You never change it. But on the threat defense part, it always requires constant update, constant touch of all of the product out there. That is a very major differences. And lastly, usually those policy enforcement is black and white. It's either pass or block. That's the only action. But the threat defense part is based on risk management. How much risk you can take and how much action you can take. And therefore, you always balance in between false alert and high detection. These are very different mentality. I think a lot of time people thinking about the infrastructure player will come into the security business. It's true, but most of the time they come in at the policy enforcement part because infrastructure player, they need to take care of the policy part. Identity management or the firewall part, the port control part, these are what the infrastructure player. The infrastructure player try to get into threat defense, but I respect this player like Checkpoint or this player, but it's just different core competence and therefore they never success in coming into the threat defense part. The next generation threat defense actually need to be enforced into every layer. Every layer is not just one layer. In every layer, in endpoint, you need to have, we call it indicator of compromise rather than just pattern file comparison. Or you also need to have user-centric visibility. It's not about certain computer, it's certain user. What is the user get attacked? So on the end user part, there's next generation that is needed. On the server, there's also next generation needed. It's the server is not just about this server can run this application or not. That's application control, right? It's actually, you need to understand what is this server's role. This server is a web server. This server is a Hadoop server. This server is a SAP server. Different type of server need to have different protection pattern or different protection security template to fit into it. So next generation server security need to be specific to certain application. And also on the network part, it's not only just the sandbox. Sandbox is a small part of it. Most important is that traditionally the network protection is on outside to inside, sitting on the router level and say, okay, this is bad, I prevent it. But now you need to take the risk assessment part. Plus, you need to understand the internal network because it's the lateral movement that the target attack will use. So if you look at all these three areas, not only all these three areas need to have next generation technology on it, but also it apply on the breadth of the infrastructure, which is from physical to virtual to cloud. And if we plot this whole industry player into these two horizontal, then you can see that, okay, in this environment, you can see the traditional antivirus company, they are mostly on the physical side and they have this on the endpoint. And you can say, oh, there's some company, they starting to offer like Zscaler or Symantec.com, they do have that on the end user protection from the cloud. And there's FireEye, this company, they have the network next generation threat defense. These are the landscape. But Trend Micro is the only company that I can tell you very confidently that have all of this in all three layers, from endpoint to server to network and across all this physical to virtual to cloud. Why is this important? Why is this important? It's because of this. Because next generation security process is not just prevention. Before, people talking about the threat defense is all about prevention. But there's next generation security process. It will include prevention and then detection and analysis and respond. In order to do all of this, you need to have monitor and control on every layer of your infrastructure, every place of your infrastructure in order to complete this whole cycle. This next generation security process is not from me, it's from Gartner Group. They were talking about this whole next generation security process. But only Trend Micro will be able to provide this whole process by linking it to our cloud, the smart protection network, and apply it onto every layer, server and user and network. So I think this is what we call the next generation smart protection platform. It's a real platform that can enable our customer to protect their whole infrastructure, enable their next generation security process, the whole process. So this next generation security platform, of course, will benefit our consumer user. Trend Micro still have about 35% come from consumer. And I think you always will hear from Mahendra and you worry about, well, if PC decline, then what to do with your consumer business? For consumer user, of course, if I tell them about this next generation security platform, they like totally, they don't understand. I would say for consumer, there's only one platform that they need to understand, which is trusted brand. They trust Trend Micro for securing their digital assets. Just like they trust company like Secom to protect their family, the physical infrastructure of their family. Trend Micro, very preciously, Trend Micro is their trusted brand. to provide the security for their whole family's digital assets. And therefore, the next generation consumer security means that we're moving from one device to multiple devices. We're moving from protecting one person to a whole family's security or digital assets. Mahendra mentioned about we acquire a new company called BroadWeb, and they are specialized in a special, they call DPI engine, able to put very scalable and good performance engine that can scale to put into the big device as well as a small consumer home router. And we already have several U.S. big telecom company that is licensing this small DPI engine that will enable us to provide the protection for every device, every IP-enabled device, your refrigerator, your car, your wearable, your Google Glass in the future, all of those digital devices at home for consumer. That's our vision for next generation security for home. So smart, simple security that fits, never change. That's Trend Micro's strategy. We focus on threat defense, and we can work with all the policy enforcement and the infrastructure player to enhance the overall security posture for our customers. So if you look at back to this quadrant, this landscape, this company that is there, the evidence is one, on the security side, Trend Micro have all those physical, and we are competing. We actually won some award there. And also, we are number one in the cloud on the small business, and mainly that was power from our SaaS-based security offering in there. And then for FireEye, what they have, Trend Micro have the same product, and we are winning a lot of award and winning cases like Omigawa-san mentioned. So we are competing there already. Then in the server side, we almost dominate. We dominate on the virtualization. We are the cloud leader. There's no question asked at all. So just by currently, we already in the next generation threat defense, that's already our very strong hold. And in 2014, we are offering just Q1, end of Q1, and next week also in RSA, we're announcing all this new solution that will link from physical for the end user protection, from physical to virtual to the cloud in one user license model. It's just going to blow the whole industry's mind about how we offer this type of solution. And also, we linking our network detection to our end user detection. We don't need to spend billions of dollars to buy another mainland company. We already have all this endpoint intelligence that we can provide and link them together. So I think at the end, what I want to say is just that if you believe there is a next generation threat defense needed, then I can assure you Trend Micro is going to be the leader and have the most to offer in the next generation threat defense. But at the end, I want to say for Trend Micro, for 25 years, we focus on this security vision. We never change. We are the threat defense expert. And last year, end of last year, when Tokyo was celebrating getting this Tokyo 2020 Olympic, and right after that, I had the chance to visit the Tokyo CIO, and we were discussing about all this Olympic security. Trend Micro actually have two times for the Olympic security. So he asked me, what do you think we need to focus on in 2020 Olympic? And my answer to him is, actually, I don't know. If You see, 6 years ago, I didn't know there will be a device take on all the world, all this smart device. Suddenly, now it take on the whole world. If I tell you I know, what will you need to focus on 2020? I will be lying. But one thing I can for sure, I can assure you is Trend Micro will be there. Trend Micro will have the newest technology, the newest solution, whatever new threat is going to be there. I think that is also my sincere answer to you. I think when you look at our financial forecast or in the future, frankly, if you ask me how big is this next generation security market is, how much revenue, or all I can tell you is, I don't know. It should be a very big market. The current threat defense market is about $20 billion. Trend Micro only have $1.2 billion. And if you believe there is a chance for next generation, all I can assure you is Trend Micro is on the right track and already leading in that direction. So thank you, everybody. And hopefully, we will win more gold medal in Olympic. Thank you.